Good evening. In the news tonight, we look at Indian Point and the radioactive material which has been found in groundwater below the power plants. In New York, I'm Linda Perry, and here's some of the news for Monday, February 8th, 2016. Indian Point nuclear power plants are in Buchanan, New York, just 40 miles north of New York City.
The site is riddled with radioactive leaks, and the Department of Environmental Conservation has known about those leaks for, probably at least a decade, if not more.
Entergy Corporation, which owns the power plants, reported alarming levels of radioactivity at three monitoring wells, with one of the wells' radioactivity increasing nearly 65,000%. Arnie Gunderson is with Fair Winds. It works to educate the public about nuclear energy. He says what's been happening is that monitoring wells on the sites have measured a high spike in radiation this weekend, 8 million becquerels per liter.
That's 1,000 times higher than the EPA limits, which are themselves much higher than other nations around the world. So it's bad, but we shouldn't be surprised. You know, the site has known it's got leaks for, as long as 20 years now.
On Saturday, Governor Andrew Cuomo said water contaminated by tritium leaked into the groundwater. Gunderson says hopefully it's only a single isotope leak, but there could be other isotopes as well. But what is tritium?
Tritium is just like water. It's a radioactive hydrogen molecule. So where water goes in your body, tritium goes in your body. Your body doesn't differentiate chemically between it and water. So it's nasty because it's absorbed when you drink or even when you breathe, and it goes right into your cells, crosses the placental barrier, shows up in mother's milk. So it goes wherever there's water in your body. And like I said, it's radioactive and damages DNA. So, you know, the governor said it's radioactive tritium. There may be other isotopes in it as well. And we know on Indian Point there's something called strontium, and that's a bone seeker that causes leukemia.
Entergy is reporting that the contamination has not migrated off-site, that it doesn't pose an immediate threat to public health. But Entergy is in the habit of downplaying leaks wherever they occur. Their plants have a huge number of tritium leaks compared to industry averages. For Entergy, dilution is the solution to pollution.
What they'll say is, well, you don't drink the water that comes from our monitoring well. Let's go out into the middle of the Hudson River and measure it and see what the levels are. So I think the Entergy spokesman is talking about so far it hasn't reached the Hudson River, but as it migrates toward the river from the power plant, 8 million becquerels per liter is 1,000 times higher than the EPA limits, which are about in excess of 800 becquerels per liter right now.
Riverkeeper tweeted, if you're the 42-year-old Indian Point nuke plant, you malfunction. It's just what you do. WBAI's Ken Gale has more.
A sump pump that should have prevented this just didn't work. Much of the equipment that runs the plant is old, and mechanical objects that are old often malfunction. That's what's happening with Indian Point. The plant continues to operate beyond its designed lifespan with expired licenses. And the rationale for keeping Indian Point online because New York City needs electricity from the plants is bogus. Misinformation spread by Entergy, the owner of the plant, is that Indian Point supplies 25 or 30% of New York City's electricity. According to Con Ed's annual reports, Indian Point supplies 500 megawatts of the 6,000 to 12,000 that New York City and Westchester use, according to the New York Independent System Operator figures. That's only 4 to 8%. There is a generating capacity of 3,000 to 5,000 megawatts more than is ever used. The Indian Point nuclear reactor has what they call an unplanned outage just about every month. In less than a year, there's been a transformer explosion, a control rod malfunction, a steam leak, and many other accidents. And there are planned releases of radiation every day. They're called routine releases to make them sound harmless. But they are the reason cancer rates are higher than average near nuclear power plants. These nearly monthly accidents are just more reasons to shut down a nuclear plant that wouldn't even be built this close to New York City if they were building it today. Ken Gale, WBAI News, New York.
And there are many unanswered questions about Indian Point's radioactive leaks. Tim Judson is executive director with NIRS, the Nuclear Information and Resource Service. He says besides isotopes in the leaks, there's the question of the extent of the contamination and the source of the leaks.
One of the sources of these leaks in the past has been leaking from the what are called the spent fuel pools at Indian Point. These are the pools of water where the irradiated nuclear fuel that's removed from the reactor is stored, and they've had problems with leaking from those pools for some time. In fact, one of the three pools at Indian Point had to be closed a few years ago, and that waste transferred into another pool, but now that pool is also leaking as well. So it's likely that the contamination is coming from those pools based on what the record has been. But you know, for the radioactivity to have spiked that high, it could be that there's a new source of contamination. Entergy has a real problem with radioactive leaks at the plants that it operates. And this, you know, most recently happened at the Vermont Yankee reactor, which Entergy closed a year ago. Entergy was caught actually misinforming Vermont state legislators a few years ago that there were no underground pipes at Vermont Yankee that carried radioactive material. And then it came out a year later that, in fact, there was a massive groundwater contamination problem, and they just found another spike in the radioactivity at Vermont Yankee this last week as well. So Entergy's got a real problem with leaks at its nuclear plants, and then, you know, you've really got to ask, you know, what's different about the way Entergy operates its nukes than what other companies do.
And there's also the question of why Indian Point failed to replace seals. This was identified when Indian Point 3's transformer exploded last year and shorted out the power from the plant.
And there was a large fire that the Entergy, you know, had to put out, and they had to dump so much water on this transformer that it actually flooded part of the reactor building. And what came out in the course of that is that the reason that flooding occurred was that Entergy had failed to replace seals that were supposed to prevent that flooding for at least four consecutive years. And this was, you know, even after hurricanes, you know, Irene and Sandy, where the risk of flooding in Indian Point was known to be increasing, and they still refused or failed to replace these seals. And what happened as a result of that is that the water from putting out the fire flooded into the critical electrical supply room for the plant safety systems. And if that had happened, you know, if the amount of water had been greater, or if there had been an actual flood, you know, from a hurricane or some other source, it could have shorted out the safety systems of the reactor and resulted in a meltdown.
So the question remains, why is Entergy still operating Indian Point, and why hasn't the governor shut down the plants? According to Judson, it's not clear he has the legal authority to close down Indian Point.
This is a result of the decision the state made in the late 90s to what they called deregulate the power industry. Essentially, you know, Indian Point used to be owned by Con Edison and the New York Power Authority, which are, you know, regulated by the state. And Entergy bought the reactors from those utilities. And now the only real authority to regulate the plant comes from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission.
In 1983, Governor Cuomo's dad had the authority to shut down the plants, and he did so with Shoreham. But Andrew Cuomo no longer has this power. Meanwhile, the governor says the latest failure at Indian Point is unacceptable. He directed the Departments of Environmental Conservation and the Department of Health to fully investigate the incident, along with the NRC, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, this to determine the extent of the release, its likely duration, cause, and potential impacts to the environment and public health. Judson says people need to be calling and writing the governor, thanking him for his effort to close down Indian Point. And people need to call Congress members, says Judson, demanding that they put pressure on the NRC to enforce safety standards and close down Indian Point. The news was produced this evening with help from WBAI's Michael G. Haskins, Ken Gale, and Reggie Johnson. For WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry. Thank you for listening.